All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let us begin. So today we are going to finish in Mirtz Hashem, Se'if Ches in Tzidkas HaTzadik. So remember again, so we left off, so just very quick review. Sorry. So very quick review as to what we learned in Se'if Ches. So we learned the concept, ultimately the distinction between Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the different durations for each. We spoke about the idea of the difference in the symbolism between night and between day. We spoke about the distinction ve'emunoscha. We spoke about it really in yesterday's year. We began to focus on the distinction between Shmona Esrei and Shema. That whereas Shema is a conversation about God, Shmona Esrei is a conversation with God. And as a result, Shmona Esrei requires a much more significant amount of preparation, which again we see even by Shacharis, although the Zman for Shema is 3 hours into the day, the Zman for Shacharis, ultimately the Zman for Shmona Esrei, is going to be until Chatzos. Nebo said, let's pick up towards the end of Se'if Ches. He goes on, we just quoted this idea, Tfilas HaShachar Gamkin Zmano Ad Chatzos Yoser Mizman Kriya Shema Ki LeKabolas HaNuchach MiMalchus Shamayim Tzarech HaChone Yoser, as we just said. Even though it may be easier to reach the level of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim during the day, because at the end of the day, the day is chesed, the day is clarity, the day is goodness, the day is beauty, and therefore it is able, you are able to become an Ever Hashem, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu much more easily in the morning. Shmona Esrei, a dialogical connection with and a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that takes preparation, and that takes time. And therefore, as we said, even by Shacharis, this man is going to be up until Chatzos. Nebosei ends off the Sif with a really incredible idea. He says, "Ulekach yesh tashlumin l'tfila eitzel tfila hasmucha." So remember again, says Reb Tzadik, we know that there's a concept of tashlumin. What's tashlumin? That if a person misses a particular davening, they have the ability to make up that davening in the next tefillah. Now, this is a specific reference to Shmona Esrei. So, for example, if I go ahead and for some reason I miss Shacharis this morning, so I can go ahead and quote unquote daven mincha twice. Now, I'm not really davening mincha twice. What I'm doing is I'm going to daven two Shmona Esreis by mincha. The first Shmona Esrei is going to satisfy my mincha obligation. And the second Shmona Esrei is what's going to be called a tashlumin. Tashlumin literally means a makeup. So I'm going to make up my missed Shacharis by davening a second Shmona Esrei during the time for mincha. Now, what Reb Tzadik points out over here is something very interesting. He says, now we'll have to understand, we're going to translate the words, then we'll understand what he's saying. Ulekach, therefore, yesh tashlum l'tfila itz lasmucha. Afapi sha'avra hazman. Therefore, again, if you miss Shmona Esrei, you miss davening, you could make up the missed davening in the following davening. So you miss Shacharis, you can make up a missed Shacharis in Mincha. You miss Mincha, you can make up a missed Mincha in Ma'ariv. Two Shmona Esrei is in Ma'ariv. You miss Ma'ariv, you could, you can go ahead and daven Shmona Esrei Shacharis twice, make up a missed Ma'ariv. But watch this. Mashein came b'tfila hashlishis. But here's what's interesting. What happens if I miss Shacharis and then I miss Mincha? So I come to Ma'ariv, I say, incredible, what am I going to do by Ma'ariv? I'll just daven three Shmona Esreis. I'm going to clear my calendar for the evening. I'm going to go ahead and daven three Shmona Esreis, right? The first Shmona Esrei will be for Ma'ariv. Second Shmona Esrei will make up the missed Mincha. Third Shmona Esrei will make up the missed Shacharis. Says Reb Tzadik, we know the halacha is that doesn't work. It doesn't work. The most that Tashlumin could accomplish on your behalf is if the previous prayer. So if you missed the previous tefillah, you can make it up in the following one. But once you miss two, look what he writes. Masha'inki mitzvila shlishis, havi mu'uvas lo yuchal liskun. Close over the pasuk from Koheles. Once you miss two tefillos, then by definition, this is something mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, something that is crooked. Something that is crooked cannot be made straight. Debetrei zimni, because once you miss two tefillos, have a chazaka legabe osa delo matzi mechavim la. That is a chazaka regarding the tefillos that you have missed, that you are not going to be able to make it up. So what's the Reb Tzadik here is saying two incredible things. Well, a number of incredible things. So remember, just to appreciate the lead-in. The lead-in to this is the Reb Tzadik highlighting the idea that Shmona Esrei is much more difficult than Shema, which we all know. Right? Shema requires me to summon up a certain level of kavana. But again, because Shema is not a conversation with, but rather a conversation about God, the level of kavana necessary to achieve Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shamayim is less. Whereas Shmona Esrei, which is a dialogical connection with God, requires a much more heightened level of kavana. Now, there's a recognition on the part of Halacha that sometimes you may not reach that level, right? Invertently, inadvertently, and therefore again, what's the halacha? If you go ahead and you miss Shmona Esrei, what's the halacha? You can make it up in the next tefillah. You can make it up. So I didn't daven Shacharis for whatever the reason. I can make it up in Mincha. But yet Reb Tzadik says, if you miss Shacharis and you miss Mincha, and now I'm at Ma'ariv, so remember again, I can no longer make up Shacharis. I can make up the missed Mincha in Ma'ariv, but I can no longer make up Shacharis. Why, says Reb Tzadik, and this is incredible, because two times is a chazaka, right? Again, it's actually machlokis in the Gemara if it's two or three, but let's assume for our purposes or for tefillah purposes, two times is a chazaka, and once you did not daven that shachris twice, because you missed the initial shachris, and then you missed again the tashlum and the mincha, there's a chazaka, a presumption, that you are not going to be able to daven that shachris. And Abba said, Reb Tzadik is teaching us two incredible things. Number one, we'll say very important to Yisod. You can't fix everything in life. There are some things that are broken that will remain broken that you can't fix. You see, we have this notion that sometimes, you know, every problem has a solution and every question has an answer and everything that's broken has a fix. It's not true. There are some questions that remain unanswered. We have tekus all the time, right? And there are some things that are broken that simply cannot be fixed. Or maybe whether it's that they can't be fixed, I can't fix it, right? Individuals can't fix it. The community can't fix it. Kachshbaro can't fix it. Or Kachshbaro can fix anything. But I'm saying not everything that's broken can be fixed. This is an incredibly important yisod. Because sometimes on a certain level of hubris or maybe even arrogance, we think that there is a solution to every single problem, but it's not always true. Says Reb Tzadik, if you miss two tefillos, that's broken. That's just broken, and you cannot fix it. You cannot repair that. So lesson one, says Reb Tzadik, is sometimes things are broken, and they cannot be fixed. And I will say, the reason why this is important is because this leads to lesson number two, which is sometimes you just have to move forward in life. Meaning, so says Reb Tzadik, you missed Shacharis, you missed Mincha, and now up to Ma'ariv. So what do I want to do in Ma'ariv? So the good news is, I can make up the missed Mincha in Ma'ariv, but what do I want to do more than anything? I want to be able to make up the missed Shacharis. So says Reb Tzadik, but you can't. The halacha says you can't. Why? Because the halacha says once you miss twice, that's it. That's it, you're done. This can't be fixed. So first of all, accept the reality that not everything that's broken can be fixed. Accept that reality, because it actually, once we do it, it's quite liberating. You know, we'll say there are people who walk around life thinking that everything can be fixed, and they think that it's their job to fix everything, which comes from a very noble place, but it's an overwhelming burden to shoulder throughout life. Sometimes the most liberating thing in the world is, I can't fix it. And you could apply this, by the way, to many things in life. You can't always fix your kids. Well, you could never fix your kids. You can only guide your kids, right? You can't fix your spouse, that's for sure, right? You can't fix other people, and you can't always fix other situations. And if you spend your life trying to do that, it's incredibly difficult, overwhelming. But if you find the courage to say, I can't fix it, it's liberating. And what that enables you to do is step number two, which is move on. Move forward in life. If you look at the Lashon of Reb Tzadik says, the betray zimni, I don't want to be medayik in Reb Tzadik's words, but look what he writes. The betray zimni, havi chazaka legabe osa delo matzi mechavin la. All that this chazaka says is that shachris, done. Close the door on it. You're not going to make it up. You're not going to have kavana on it. But all that tells me is for that shachris. It's not telling me legabe anything else in life. It's not telling me that I'm a person who can't have a dialogical connection with God. It's not telling me that proper tefillah is beyond reach. All it's telling me is that Shmona Esrei is done. That's done. Close the door. It's broken. You can't fix it. But again, all that's telling me is about that Shmona Esrei. It's my riv now. There's a beautiful tune in front of me right now. Daven it with kavana. There's going to be a shachris tomorrow. Daven it with kavana. So this, says Reb Tzadik, is the incredible lesson. Learn the fact that you can't control a lot of things. And therefore, a lot, many times, things that are broken, you cannot fix. And if you find the courage to accept that ideology that allows you to move forward and put your effort into the things that you can influence, put your efforts into the things that you can control, put your efforts ultimately, again, even if the last tefillah is broken, put your efforts into the upcoming tefillahs that you can make beautiful. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem Sif test tomorrow. Shkoyach.